So the simple data parallel algorithm uses the Fortran 90 spread function. And what it is essentially doing is we start off with arrays which are naturally two-dimensional. They're labeled by one dimension, which is x, y, z, which is the coordinate dimension, and one dimension, which is I, which is the label of the particles. So we wish to have arrays, because we want to use data parallelism over both the particle which we're calculating the force on and the particle which is interacting with it, because that's what is essentially this double sum. We invent these new magic arrays called xi and xj, which are actually just transposes of each other, which are essentially the first dimension is xyz, the second dimension is what you'd expect it to be, and the third is either a copy or they're transposed. And so we either get x1, x2, and this is these three-dimensional arrays. So we either get x1, x2, x3, x4 through xn, x1, x2, x3, x4, x up to xn, or here we get it transposed. So the here we get an n by n array where the vectors run this way. Here we get an n by n array with exactal copies where it runs the other way. And the reason we do that is that we now calculate the naive Fortran 90 product between these arrays, we will automatically interact each particle, because these x of 1s are duplicated here, they automatically will interact with x1, x2, x3, x4, so on there. So this is all done through the magic of Fortran 90, which of course cannot be seen